Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about there is a time when God will deal with all of this mess we call the church due to its lack of spiritual discernment, even if it's only when He returns. But make no mistake, my friend, we will not make a big mess in the body of Christ. God will not allow us to do things and mess up things and get away with it. Now, the whole point is this. The goal of God is never to force unity. It must be a voluntary thing. The goal of God is Christ in us. Oh, yeah. To form Christ in us. Wow. Hebrews 4:19 says, till Christ be formed in you. But the goal of God is never to sacrifice truth and holiness for the sake of peace and unity. Again, the goal of God is Christ in us. And the only way any of this is possible is if individuals, especially church leadership, gets right with God and allows Him to be Lord over them. I would further submit it is actually wrong and could even be a sin to have unity in a church on any other basis than that of Jesus Christ. It is wrong no matter how happy the people are, for if there is one thing that can keep people from seeing Christ, it is being happy and at peace outside of God's will. What we see in all of these terrible possibilities is that we are to discern, spiritually discern. And if we discern according to the Holy Spirit, we will be accountable because then we know the truth and then we dare not compromise the truth. My friend, Christ is central in spiritual discernment. Let me say that again. Christ is central in spiritual discernment. So many problems in churches are the result of taking one's eyes off of Christ, assuming those eyes were once on Christ, and getting those eyes on a thing called the church. The result of doing so is often power struggles and politics and this mess and that mess and the flesh doing its own thing. But the fact is, it is impossible to spiritually discern or to see anything according to the truth unless we see it in the light of Christ. Let me say that again. It is impossible to spiritually discern or to see anything according to truth unless we see it in the light of Jesus Christ. If we know Him and focus on Him, everything else is spiritually discerned and it will work out. But if we do not see Christ, all that will, at best, it would just be an intellectual assent. We will not be able to discern by the Spirit. You know, God wants His people to have one mind. His mind, the mind of Christ. When we operate correctly in spiritual discernment, we see as God sees. How easy will it be to have the mind of Christ when we can see what God wants us to do? In Philippians 2 and 5, Paul writes, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Now, this Greek word mind here is Strong's 5426 in the Greek. In the New Testament, it's not equal to a brain or opinions, but it speaks of a person's attitude towards God Himself or of their relationship with God. Our mind toward God is to be like that of Christ's mind toward God. Wow! Our mind towards God is to be like that of Christ's mind toward God the Father. Now, contrast that over our, you know, over and against trying to bring people's minds together into unity and into reconciliation. For reconciliation to happen in a soured relationship, one of two parties must see and want to reconcile. For years, now, personal story here, for years I have known this guy. He and his huge family would come to our home and vacation since we usually lived near the ocean and the price was right. It was always free. We did travel many places in the world in ministry, but as time went on, I saw our relationship was one-sided. He thought of me and others as servants to him, and he always saw himself as large and in charge, and everyone else was to care for his concerns and cater to his wishes. Well, finally, in December of 2009, the Lord and I had enough of this manipulation and spiritual control. He was and still is a good Bible teacher, but his character flaws that he never allowed God to deal with. And we all have them, am I right? But they got the best of me, and we had a come to Jesus meeting. Of course, we separated, and after my insistence to talk about it, he put together a list of things I had to submit to reconcile our relationship. Well, that was a non-starter, even in the Bible. Over the years, I would shoot him an email to see how he and his sickly wife were doing without a reply. My point is, someone in such a relationship, they need to have enough God in them to desire reconciliation and see the need to. That was me, but he never saw or had a desire to get back together because I dared to speak the truth in love, so he could grow up into Christ in all things. But remember, he always saw himself as the spiritual leader with a deep Bible teacher with a deep spiritual message. Well, in September of 24, I saw this fellow at my sister-in-law's celebration of life, and he was carrying 4 to 5 go boxes of food. We met face to face, and he said nothing, and he walked away. I thought as he walked away, juggling his boxes of food, not much change in his life. He is still out for himself. Over the years, I wanted to reconcile when I tried. I made the attempt. I saw the goodness that could come out of it, but it takes 2 to tango. Sadly, this fellow appears not to have enough God in him, yet he still travels and teaches. Maybe even sadder, this fellow has little to no spiritual discernment, or not enough to be able to see as God sees. My friend, true unity is when everyone has the mind of Christ, in the spirit and in truth. Let me say that again. True unity is when everyone has the mind of Christ in spirit and in truth. It is not something that God can force with laws or commands or happiness and unity of effort. It is not something that can be faked, and although a lot of people in churches and denominations try, but it is a product of each in a group of Christians having the same mind, the same attitude of Christ toward God and one another. Division, on the other hand, is when someone operates outside of their own mind, usually a religious one or even a carnal one. And sadder, usually they do not even know what they are doing. Do we realize, now open up your spirit here, that unity in spirit is actually division in the eyes of God? That's right. Unity in error is actually division in the eyes of God, because it divides us from fellowship in truth. It divides us from God, and it divides us each one with the other. Sure, unity for the sake of unity, peace at all cost, and anything goes policy for the sake of love may give an appearance of something that feels good. And in the eyes of God, though, if someone is in this group of Christians, is unified outside of the will of God, then that is division. Wow, that is division. They are separated from God's will, no matter how unified they are in that separation. Perhaps the greatest harm of all in unity in error is not so much the error itself, but perhaps the greatest harm is the truth that the error brings us from. Wow, that's right. The greatest harm of all in unity and error, as most of the church is today, is not so much the error itself, because God can deal with that, but perhaps the greatest harm is the truth that the error keeps us from, because Jesus is the truth, and we're keeping ourselves from Jesus, the truth, the light of the world. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous day, and trusting that you tune in next week and continuing hearing about the greatest need in the body of Christ, not salvation. God has done his part. Jesus has done his part. Now, our greatest need is spiritual discernment, so we'll be able to understand all these things. God bless, and tune in next week. Amen.